Try higher frequency. Level 4 or something. You getting this, Otek? Don't want to be mavving off for nothing.
Yes, I'm here. I'm always here.
Nah, that's a write-off. Level 5. What are you doing anyway? Another letter?
Yep.
She's bloody sick of you.
Just because you've no one.
Too many, mate. Too many. Wouldn't find the time. Level 6.
Still nothing.
You ask me, mate. It's another bleeding waste of... Oh, my God!
What is it? What's happened?
It's like a... Otek, get the hell out of there now!
What's happened?
Nothing's happened! Nothing!
And that's it. That's the last anyone ever heard.
Right.
30 seconds after that transmission, the base was all but destroyed. The ruins they were exploring were blown from the surface. Massive antimatter explosion.
26 years ago. Year 28.
Yes. The government leapt into action. A quarantine was set up, the guilty arrested, the bereaved ignored, and the whole thing became a giant vindication of their policy. The past is deadly. The past will kill you. Break the law and you die. No one's been to that moon since.
What were they looking for?
No one knows. As far as we can tell, the ruins were a moon base or outpost from some ancient civilization or other, with massively advanced knowledge and technology. Long dead, of course. Faded away. Crumbled into dust. All their wisdom, their discoveries, gone. Rotting and decaying amid the ruins of their architecture.
But someone didn't want it lost?
It seems not. They put a lot of time and money into exploring those ruins. There was a rumour.
What?
Well, the idea has been suggested that whatever happened there might have had something to do with Year Zero.
Interesting.
Isn't it? I want to fund an expedition. Paid, of course. Illegal, naturally.
Naturally.
I want to see what they were looking for. I want to find what they found.
And what if what they found was the cause of the explosion? What if what they found killed them?
Then we'd better make sure it doesn't get us. Well, what do you say, Professor Summerfield?
When do we start?
Why can't you let me sleep, robot? It's not like I'm going anywhere. I've no urgent appointments.
You ask this every morning.
And you never answer.
Breakfast is a nutrient bar.
Thank you.
Caffeine?
Sure.
One caffeine injection coming up.
Thanks. What would I do without you?
Die and cause the destruction of the universe, I believe. So you have told me. Arm.
What's the date?
The 23rd.
23rd. Take a letter. Dear Ema.
Dear Peter. No. No, not that. Day 1, page 1, date unknown. How to start? Oh, it's been so long. My name. My name is Bernie Summerfield, and I don't know where I am. Actually, that's not true. Well, it is. A bit. And it isn't. It's just that... Oh, why is this so hard? I'm aboard a shuttle coming into orbit round one of Rasta's moons. 26 years ago. Well, actually 26.3 if we're talking Earth years. The cycles are quite similar. 26 years ago, a group of archaeologists investigating ruins here were wiped out for reasons unknown. That's where I'm going. Managed to cobble together some equipment. I mean, you can't exactly walk into Archaeologists or Us and buy technology specifically designed to uncover the past off the shelf. Fortunately, they're quite keen on weapons. Found a taser-like device, wired up to some sort of sat-nav thing. That'll serve as a geofizz. Obviously, shovels and brushes aren't illegal, but... Well, that's pretty much it. All I've got. Beyond that, I don't know much at all. Hasn't been long since, I can only hope that Peter... That things are okay and that he's not... That he's... I just need to get back. Get home.
Professor Summerfield?
Sorry, I'm in my quarters. Writing my diary. My new diary.
We've received the photographic survey. Do you want to come to the bridge?
Yes. Fine, okay. Okay. Leaving it there, then.
This is what remains of the original city.
Right.
Most of it's collapsed over time. Some of it was destroyed in the explosion. There are no obvious entrance routes.
Do we know where the last lot got in?
That's what I thought you could find out. Digging around in ruins, finding the hidden entranceways and tunnels. It is rather your speciality, isn't it?
Technically, Salmon Bisque is my speciality, but this one's a close second.
Computer, establish geostationary orbit over these coordinates.
Confirmed.
I can figure it out when I get down and dig around a bit, I suppose. So, what's the plan? For getting to the surface, I mean.
We've established the frequency that jams the quarantine satellites. It won't do much, but it'll let us get close, and it'll let someone pass through the security network without triggering the orbital defences.
Pass through? What, I fly a pod down or something?
A pod would be too big. You'll have to jump.
Jump?
Yes.
From orbit?
Yes.
Between a dozen heavily armed quarantine satellites?
Yes.
Are you insane?
It's perfectly safe. I've run a simulation. You'll be fine.
Oh, well, if you run a simulation...
I'll explain later. The satellite's defences face outwards. They're not programmed against an attack from the planet's surface. Plug the wave generator into the base transmitter, fire up its power pack, and you should be able to knock them out with a directed electromagnetic pulse.
Meaning you can land?
Meaning we can land.
Good. Wouldn't want to be stuck down there. Anything on the ground I should be worried about?
Security drones. The research team took a dozen or so. The photographs suggest they may have survived the explosion. But according to the simulation, you're not a large enough threat to trigger them.
I'm too small to be noticed. Suppose I'll take that as a compliment. And if any of these simulations are wrong...
The drones or the satellites will kill you.
Of course they will. Great. Don't even know why I asked.
Geostationary orbit achieved. Maintaining position.
You should ready yourself for planetfall.
I'm all packed. You sure about this? What was it? Hello, jump?
Halo. High atmosphere, low opening. Descent into atmosphere in a shielded suit with parachute-guided landing.
When you say it like that, it sounds almost sensible. I will survive this, won't I? I'd prefer not to die. It really plays havoc with my research ability.
Survival's crucial to all of us, Professor.
Easy for you to say. I'm the one jumping.
You can't back out. You've been paid.
I don't need reminding who my benefactor is. I just want to get home, you know, safe.
I understand, but you need to jump.
Oh, bloody time ring, if it wasn't for that...
Time ring?
Oh, sod it. Let's just do it. Computer, operate the doors.
You're ready?
Blimey, that is a long way down.
Good luck, Professor.
Ah, what the hell. Floors are overrated anyhow. Here we go!
Spaceship detected in upper atmosphere.
I don't need to know every time, robot. Haven't we agreed? There's always spaceships.
Yes, but...
What? But what?
We have an incoming life sign.
But that's impossible. What are the satellites doing?
They appear not to have registered it.
Not registered it? But they register everything.
I know.
They're doing it. They're really doing it.
Whoa! This is amazing! I think I can see the attraction of extreme sports.
Countdown to atmospheric penetration, 30 seconds.
It's getting a bit warm in here. Can you compensate? Can't move my arms to the climate control.
There's no time.
Really? God, it's hot. I'd better not be about to melt.
15 seconds.
15 seconds? That's not enough to come up with some witty last words.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
oh God.
1.
Here we go.
Professor Summerfield?
Opening parachute.
Are you all right? Are you still alive?
Yes? Yes, I think that's what I am.
Guiding chute to primary landing site.
Absolutely. And if you could do that as soon as possible, I'd be terribly grateful. I think I'm going to be sick.
What's happened? Has he landed?
Sensors indicate a female.
Whatever. Have they landed?
She has landed.
Oh, hell. Have you got anything in the line of weaponry, robot?
Weaponry?
Guns, grenades, you know, that sort of thing.
I have a water bottle.
Oh, for crying out loud. Bloody service droids. Why couldn't I have got one of the miners?
You would have been dead if you had got one of the miners.
I'm going to be dead now without weapons. So's everyone. Think, robot. Think. Whoever she is, she can't come in here. She can't.
Atmosphere breathable. Probably not for long. Too much nitrogen.
The EVA pack contains a respirator.
Right. I'll save that for later.
Is there any sign of the previous expedition?
Give a girl a chance. Oh, that's not great. Still, needs must. Right, let's see what the geophys has to say. Scanning the subsoil. Oh, could take a while. Not going anywhere, are you?
Talk to me. What's happening?
Some sort of electronic device is operating.
She's still outside the city?
For the moment.
For the moment? God, who programmed you to be this pessimistic?
You did. You found my previous sunny disposition somewhat wearying.
Did I? I forget.
It was 16 years ago.
Perhaps. Do we have enough power to start up some of the drones?
If we divert power from the door, we can start up all of them.
We are not diverting power from the door. You know that. Don't be stupid, robot.
I apologize.
Do we have enough?
We have enough for 3.
Good. Send them out on intercept.
Okay, that's as much as I need. The previous expedition's pretty evident. What's that?
3 contacts closing in on ground position. Computer speculation denotes defense drones.
You said I was too small to alert them.
It appears that the simulation was incorrect.
Fabulous. Oh, if this is your way of telling me to lose weight, I do not appreciate it. Oh, why didn't I bring a gun?
Because a gun would have triggered any operative defense drones.
Your point being? Oh, the ruins there. No, no. Hold on. Oh, of course I do have a bloody weapon. Idiot. Oh, that was too close.
What happened?
Use the geophys. Well, the taser part of it anyway. The drone systems didn't like the electronic shock at all. Oh.
What is it? Summerfield?
Oh, neither did the geophys. It's kaput. If the other 2 drones show up, then so am I. Hang on.
What?
I hid in the ruins. It didn't see me. Perhaps they're not programmed to scan through masonry. They might only be looking for intruders in the open.
I suppose you can't intrude from the inside. That seems logical.
I need to get into the tunnel network so the other 2 won't trouble me. Think. If it was illegal, they'd want to cover their tracks. So maybe they deliberately left the unsuccessful excavations more exposed. Okay, we're not looking for the biggest excavation. We're looking for the best concealed excavation. Can you send the main image to my pad?
Certainly. Transmitting now.
Right. Oh, that's good. Very good. If I didn't know better, I'd swear they were me. The excavations I thought were prime locations are decoys. The best one's actually over there.
Drones!
Oh, why do I never get a break?
They're closing.
Thanks for that. I had noticed. If I could just get... in here.
Professor Summerfield?
I'm in the tunnel.
And the drones?
They're looking a little confused. Seems I was correct.
Good.
Yes, I know. So while I'm here, let's see if I was right about this tunnel too. It'd be a waste otherwise. Let there be light.
The drones have lost her.
I can hear that. Could she have got in the base? Could she be inside? She was near the entrance corridor when you found her.
I have no data.
Yeah, you never know the bloody answer when it's important, do you? All right, let's assume she is. Can we get the drones in?
No.
Damn it!
If I might make a suggestion.
What?
She is only a risk if left unchecked, given free rein.
Yes.
Then we have to limit her freedom. Stop her before she can cause harm.
What? Go and get her? And how do you propose I do that?
You can't. I can.
All right. Change of plan.
Well, no cave paintings. But then this is no Lassau. The city looks to have been pretty advanced, but the tunnel's from long after. It's definitely our late research team. God, it's more like desecration than archaeology.
Have you found anything?
There's a door. I'm looking for a button or something to open it, but... hang on. No button. But there is some sort of manual mechanism.
Priority gain entrance. Deactivate defenses. Lands the...
You're breaking up, Matka. I can't hear what you're saying. Hello? Hello? Oh, for goodness sake. Hopeless. Looks like it's just me now. If you can hear me, Matka, I'm going to try and open this thing manually, okay? Oh, who am I even asking? There!
Greetings.
Oh, God, you gave me the shock of my life.
I apologise.
Oh, you should, that takes some doing. What the bloody hell are you doing, skulking around like that?
Waiting for you.
For me?
Yes.
Are you a drone?
I am a service robot. Please follow me.
No.
Please follow me.
No, why?
Because if you do, you have far less chance of accidentally destroying the universe.
Have we met before?
Please follow me.
All right. For now, I'm right behind you. Oh, what's that smell?
Please enter.
Thank you.
Stay right where you are.
What?
Don't try to move me. Don't try to touch me. I take my hand off this button and we are dead. We are all dead. You understand?
Do you
understand?
Yes, I do. Of course I do. Yes.
Good. Good. Somebody else. My God. Never thought I'd see somebody else.
Are you all right?
Of course I'm not all right. Look at me. Do I look all right?
No, that's why I asked.
And it was a stupid bloody question, wasn't it?
Look, I think we've got off on the wrong foot.
Why did you come here? Don't you know what quarantine is? Don't you know what the word means?
Of course I do.
Then why?
Look, I'm sorry.
I imagine I don't smell terribly good. Robot does his best, but the washing facilities here are hardly 4-star.
My name is Professor Bernice Summerfield. I'm an archaeologist. Well, what you'd call an historian.
Of course. Of course you are. No one leaves well enough alone these days, do they? Well, go on then. Can't just sit here all day.
Well, I've been hired to find out what happened here. I take it you were part of that expedition.
Ah! Give the girl a medal.
Look, what is your problem? I'm not trying to cause you difficulties here.
Yes, but you are. You are. Don't you get it? You're causing me difficulties just by being here.
What's the button?
Amazing, isn't it? This button. One simple bit of plastic. Mass-produced, bolted on, bit of wiring, bit of paint, a few connections. Nothing special, nothing important. Just a button.
So why are you holding it down?
Because this button is the only thing that stands between us and the end of the universe. Sounds like an exaggeration, I know, but it's not. You don't seem surprised.
No, I am, but how long have you been holding it down?
Don't you know? Can't you guess?
26 years?
26 years. Is it really only that? Is it really as little as that?
You've been holding it down?
Since it happened, yes.
You've been holding it down for 26 years?
And however many months, days, hours and seconds, yes. Does that frighten you?
No, it's impossible.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
Computer, how's our communication with Professor Summerfield?
Attempts to contact her on previous frequency unsuccessful. Cycling through all channels. There is still no result.
Do her life signs still register?
Confirmed.
Good. We're her only way off-world. If she doesn't deactivate the planetary defences, she'll die down there.
Logical.
Then she will deactivate them. I think it's time to open the stasis pods.
That button. Are you sure it'll stop?
What part of can't let it go don't you understand? The bugger of it all is I'm left-handed. Originally, have to be ambidextrous now.
What's your name?
Otek Prom.
Otek?
Yes.
Why do I know that name? You were on the recording!
Recording?
Transmission. Some sort of scientific report. 30 seconds before it happened.
That got out?
Stray radio signals, I suppose.
I suppose. Did anyone hear it?
Mac had got it on the black market. I think it was worth quite a bit.
So, no, then. I'm glad. I wouldn't want Fumi to... for the last thing she heard of me to be... I'm glad. Did you hear what happened?
Sort of. But it cut out. Ran blank.
Yeah, it would.
You were going to tell me...
You know about this city?
Not much. Some things are obvious, but more than the basics. Well, there's no way of knowing.
Quite. With investigation banned, it's all guesswork. This much we know. Thousands of years ago, this planet was home to some mighty race or other. What they were called, what they looked like, we've no idea. They vanished completely. But they left their technology.
Which you wanted?
Oh, I'm just a hired hand. Should never have taken the job, really, but the pay was... Well, let's just say that I needed the money.
Yeah, know the feeling.
The expedition was funded by a man called Haran Borsch. Very powerful. Very immoral. Fingers in every pie. Not anymore.
He was here too.
Haran Borsch, Chief Operator, Esiod Technologies, died... Day 67. Particle Manipulation Chamber.
Yes, no great loss to humanity. He'd surreptitiously send out research crews to investigate and steal the technology of dead races. Claim it as his own. Should have been just another job. Was just another job. A lot of the tech on this planet was based on wormholes. That's what we were researching. Do you know what they are?
I've been in a few.
Good. Then we can skip the physics bit. I was one of the chief scientists on the research team. A specialist in theoretical engineering. You know, I can't remember a thing about it now. Isn't that funny? 15 years of my life researching the same subject and it's all gone. You can't imagine what it's like to lose everything, can you?
Can't I?
Some of the data we found suggested these ancients had discovered something new. A different sort of wormhole. One that bypassed matter and antimatter universes and went a third way.
That's what you were working on? On the tape?
When we found the data, well, obviously Borsch was over the moon. The commercial applications were jaw-dropping. Instantaneous stellar travel, huge stockpiles of energy, all that. So, we set up the same experiment. But we didn't think it through. You see, it turns out they had found the third way. But it killed them.
How are the pods?
Pods will achieve optimum temperature in 68 minutes.
Good. I can hardly wait to see them.
Do you know what's between matter and antimatter, Professor Summerfield?
Well, nothing.
Exactly. Like the way zero sits there between positive and negative. Well, that was our mistake. Just because it's nothing, we assumed it wasn't there. But zero's there. It's the tiniest gap between the two. But if you're going from minus to plus, it's there. Just for a moment. For a moment, you're not above and you're not below, but you're dead in the centre, and where you are is zero. And it's the same with nothing. That's what we found, what the ancients found. A universe of purest nothing.
What, so the blank track on the recording isn't blank? It's a recording of nothing.
A universe of nothing.
The sound of silence. But the reading suggested it was the antimatter explosion.
Makes sense. Computers aren't programmed to recognise nothing. They must opt for the next best guess.
I see.
I don't know exactly what happened. I was up here. That's why I'm alive. But what I've been able to piece together from what I heard and what I didn't hear and what the robots told me and what I found in the computers is that when nothing gets in, everything goes. Everything. It's swept from existence. Nothing rules.
So, what about the button?
When we cut through, we let it free. Nothing began to spread. It took the main base, it took my friends, a large portion of the planet. But I was up here, the auxiliary control chamber. We'd set up a perimeter just in case something went wrong, a sort of dimensional force wall. Wish I could remember how it worked. If something happened, we'd lock the door and we set it off.
Trapping people inside?
They knew the risks. So I did what I was supposed to do. Hit the button, closed the door, locked it in. Trouble is, when we set it up, we hadn't counted on the base falling apart like that. All the systems breaking down, half the wiring vanishing in a mass of absence. The whole thing was on the verge of collapse. But for my finger.
The circuit's only complete when you hold down the button.
And I've been holding it down for 26 years.
Right. That's a long time.
I know.
But when you sleep...
Robot holds my finger down. It's hardly comfortable, but it's better than the alternative.
And it can't take over?
A DNA reader in the circuits. They only work with organics. Supposed to be a security measure, funnily enough. Its hand's too big, anyway.
There's got to be a way to circumvent it.
There's not.
Maybe if you set up a pulse loop in the circuitry.
Tried it.
Deadlocked the door through the mainframe.
Tried it.
Or got the computer to reroute the controls to a remote...
Half the computer's offline. Tried it.
Oh, there's got to be a way.
I told you there's not. I've tried everything. I've sent robot out investigating, checking every loophole, every possibility. Do you seriously think you can figure out in 5 minutes something I haven't managed in 26 years?
Haven't you tried to call someone? Get help?
Not enough energy. Most of the generators were destroyed by the nothing. There's a couple left, but we have to save the power for the door. Any luxuries are out, and that includes radio transmissions. The rest keeps me alive. Life support, nutrient manufacture, robot, the quarantine satellite...
Shit, of course. The quarantine satellites are completely forgotten.
What?
I've brought a ship, Otek.
I know that.
But I'm not alone. You've only been trapped here because of limited resources and power. If Matka lands...
Matka?
My employer. If she lands, we can hook the systems here up to her ship. You've immediately got more power. You're networked.
I'm telling you, it won't work.
At the very least, we can put out a distress signal and get you some proper help.
I'd be arrested. This place is illegal, remember? Why would I want to swap one cell for another?
But you'd be able to rest. You'd be fed properly.
And they'd arrest you too, wouldn't they?
Good point.
I suspect your friend in orbit wouldn't find that an appealing prospect.
Okay, but we can at least try to see if there's some way of circumventing your button, can't we? Can't we? Please, I'm not just leaving you here.
What do you want to do?
Turn off the quarantine satellites. That way, Matka can land.
It's just her. I don't want loads of people down here. It's too risky.
It's just the two of us.
Promise me she won't go near the door.
Can't imagine why she'd want to.
All right. The controls are in Sector 811F. Robot can show you the way.
You'll be fine without it?
I'm not going anywhere.
Thanks. You won't regret it.
I'd better not. Otherwise, we all will.
Matka? Matka, do you read? Well, that's more promising. Matka? Matka, do you read?
Professor Summerfield, what happened to you?
I'm underground, in the base. I've managed to wire the radio link into the systems. Not much, but enough for a low-level transmission. Look, I've located the last expedition's control room, but there's a problem. There's a survivor.
A member of the research team?
Of course. He's called Otek. There's some issues, but...
Issues?
He said something happened. Well, actually, nothing happened, but it's kind of hard to explain. It just means that everything's at stake. Everything. We messed this up and we're dead. All of us.
Dead?
Okay, he could be mad. He could just be badly informed, but I think I believe him, you know? I think he's telling the truth, and he needs help.
Is the site still viable?
What? What does that mean?
Is the site still viable? Can we land? Investigate?
Well, yes, yes, I suppose so.
Then deactivate the satellites.
You sure? Well, it might be viable, but it might be dangerous too.
Do it.
Okay, okay, I'll let you know as soon as I do.
They died.
She's trying to put us off. Probably found something to steal. She seems the sort.
What do we do?
Oh, it's not a problem. I anticipated it. She's not aware of our real objectives. She won't be any trouble. Trust me. Prepare the weaponry.
So, robot, if I can call you that.
You may.
Seems so terribly casual when we've only just met. Perhaps I should call you Mr. Robot, or Senor Robot, or... Oh, actually, is it Miss?
Just Robot is fine.
Just Robot it is, then. Where are these controls?
Over here. Third row, green switches.
Great. So, Robot.
Yes?
How is he? Really?
Master Otek, he is fine.
How does he fill the time? Do you have any films or books?
I am a low-level droid. I do not have the capabilities.
I suppose. So, what does he do?
He talks. We talk.
About what?
About...
Hold on. Matka?
Yes?
I've sent the pulse. The satellite should be down.
Understood.
I'm just deactivating the drones, but then it'll be safe to land.
I'll make contact when we do. Keep this channel clear.
We may land.
Yes, my child. And I may shed this disgusting form.
Such a barrel of laughs, that woman. We?
How long till they arrive?
Oh, about 15 minutes, I suppose. So, yes, you were saying. What does he talk about?
Would you like to hear?
Hear?
I have recordings.
You tape what he says?
He asks me to. Listen.
Dear Ema, today would
be... Ema?
His daughter. Shall I continue?
Yes.
Dear Ema, today would be your 13th birthday. I think, if I've kept count correctly. You're a teenager now. I probably wouldn't recognize you if I saw you. I think...
Stop. Are they all like this?
Would you like to hear more?
Try another.
Dear Ema, I suppose I should do the traditional dad thing now and lecture you on boys. It must be the time. But I just don't want to. Thing is, being in love's wonderful and dangerous at the same time. You think you found someone, but most of the time you just end up falling out with them. That's what happens. And it hurts. I won't lie to you. It hurts.
Stop. Are they all too, Ema?
Some are to view me.
Who is?
His wife.
Play me one of those.
Dear view me, today I realized that I'd forgotten what you looked like. I know you had dark hair. I'm sure you had dark hair. Isn't that what I thought when we met? That I loved the color of it, the way it looked in the sun? I wish I could remember. Your face is just a blank to me now. Your voice is gone, long gone, faded into nowhere, into nothing. Soon, so will everything. I won't remember who you were, what you were like, what you would say, what you did. It'll all go. There'll be nothing left. I'll only remember that I loved you. That you were my everything, my whole world. I'll remember nothing else. And then someday I won't even remember that. I know you were beautiful. I thought you were beautiful. I think.
Stop. Did he send these out?
There is not enough power for radio transmission. All power must be saved for the door and life support. He records. I store.
How many letters are there?
23,938.
Oh my God.
Satellite system deactivated.
Summerfield did her job. Bank left.
Yes, Mother.
Aim for the primary landing site.
Yes, Mother.
So close. So close.
Are you done?
I'm done, yes. They'll be here in about 10 minutes.
Right.
I heard the letters.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
They're
to...
They're private.
I know that.
It's none of your business.
I know, I'm sorry. We really need to get you home.
Why?
Well, because of them.
Oh.
What, don't you want to...
You think they're still there?
You think they're not?
Not the people I know, no. They're dead. They're gone.
What? When?
I mean, figuratively. It's been a long time, people change.
Not that much.
Enough. Ema was 5, you know, when I left. Be 31 now, or... When was her birthday? Maybe it's 30 or 32. I can't remember. Somewhere around there. A woman. Maybe she's married. Maybe she's had a kid. Maybe she's had lots of kids. Maybe I'm a grandfather. She won't even remember me.
She might?
You think? They'll think I'm dead, you see. That I died in the accident, explosion, whatever they call it. They'd think I was gone. They'd mourn me and move on. View me will have met someone else.
She won't.
She will. She was good looking, I think. Probably. What about you? You married?
Not anymore.
Kids?
I don't know.
That's a bit careless.
No, it bloody isn't!
Sore point?
Sorry. It's just... I really don't know. Wish I did. think he might be dead.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I don't know, you see. Not for certain. History might have changed. I can't tell. I can't be sure. If I start assuming he's dead, then maybe he is. Like I make it happen, you see? If I don't think of it, if I don't accept it, he could still be alive. He isn't alive or dead until I make that choice, like Schrodinger's cat.
What?
Oh, it's a quantum mechanics paradox. It's not important. He might be fine. I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know where he is or where I am. I just want to get back. I want him here with me. Now. I want to find out. Or do I? What if he's...
No, don't.
No. No. Look, not that long ago, something happened to me. I had to do something, and it was risky, but I did it. Me and Brax, you won't know Brax, we should have been dead. I should have been dead. I thought I was. But I woke up. And when I woke up, I was in a city. Somewhere. Don't know how. Don't know why. Didn't think death would be like that. Never thought it'd be a city. Except for that weekend in 21st Century Coventry. That came pretty close. Remind me never to go back there again.
How did you survive?
I don't know. I think it might have something to do with this.
What's that?
It's called a time ring. Easy travel, anywhere, any when. I mean, it's certainly gone through the works. It's knackered. Buggered, not to put too fine a point on it. Something's happened to it. I tried using it to get back, but it didn't work. Just kept fizzing at me. Just keeps fizzing. And I'm not that keen to try again, really. Don't want atoms of Professor Summerfield scattered across the galaxy. I mean, how about I get a drink?
You really don't have to be flippant all the time, you know.
I know. Thought I'd get over it. Useful way to avoid thinking, I suppose. Fool yourself happy. Deny the reality. Don't face it.
Like the way getting angry at everyone is my way of coping.
I make jokes, and you think they're worse. We're quite a double act, aren't we?
We should go on the stage. And this Brax, is he here too?
I sincerely hope not. But I bet he's alive. He always bloody is.
You going to try it again, the time ring?
Let's just say it's a last resort.
I see.
I need money. Then I can get to Zordon, see where I am, and find my way home. To Peter. That's my son.
Nice name. Unusual.
Yes. That's why I'm working for Matka. Can't make money legally here, and her payment's very generous. Enough for the journey. Just my luck to find a society where my actual job is. Well, it's ancient history.
It's been the same forever. Since year zero.
My whole profession, viewed as a cross between arms dealing and black magic. I mean, getting arrested for it, the nerve. I'm one of the good guys. That's how I got involved with Matka.
Is she one of the good guys?
I hope so. I really hope so.
Quickly. It can't be long before we're discovered. Is the equipment prepared?
Here, Mother.
Bring the cutting device.
I believe a spaceship has landed.
Good. Great. We'll fix this, Otek. I promise you.
You do what you want.
Matka, do you read? Do you read? Oh, nothing. Matka?
I hope we're not going to have any problems.
She's all right. Matka? Oh, for goodness sake, why isn't she... Matka!
We're busy. I will contact you when our departure is imminent.
Busy? What's happened to your voice?
I believe life forms are penetrating the base in the vicinity of the particle manipulation chamber entrance, sir.
What?
Am I to assume that the door to this particle manipulation chamber might not be one we wanted opened?
No, but it's on the way. I thought you said she could be trusted.
I thought she could.
How many life forms, robot?
Eight.
Eight?
But there was no one else on board.
It seems you were mistaken.
Matka! Matka! Do you know what you're doing?
Matka!
Of course I know! I'm cutting through this door!
No! No, Matka, listen to me! The people here let something through into our universe. Something nothing can stop because, well, because it is nothing. Matka!
You're lying.
Door failure at particle manipulation chamber entrance.
One more door and the nothing will come through.
Matka, listen. Whatever it is you're doing, you've got to end it now. That next door is the only thing between us and certain death. You mustn't open it. Really. Honestly. Whatever comes through, it can't be stopped. No prizes, no research, no technology, just death. Certain destruction.
Not for us. This door leads to life.
Are you completely insane?
We are Sonshi.
Sonshi? What the hell are Sonshi?
You really believed I was human?
Well, you did rather give that impression. Did Pallas know you were... what is it, Sonshi?
No! That's why I needed this disgusting replicant skin. Pallas would never have handed me you on a plate if she had suspected I was otherwise genomed.
What do you want?
Antimatter.
What? Oh, of course. That's what everyone thought the explosion was.
She thinks that's what's down there.
A never-ending supply of antimatter in another dimension. It is logical.
No, it bloody isn't!
What the hell does she want with antimatter?
I've no idea!
This is not my universe either, Benny. It's not only you who is lost.
Sorry?
Other mothers care about their children too. Sonshi Young require antimatter for metamorphosis. There is precious little to find in this limited plane. They have been weak for years. Dying. Now my offspring can be weaned. All will be well.
Offspring?
The other seven.
They must survive.
Oh, great. End of the universe. Never mind. Bring the kids along for a nice family treat.
Why is this a problem for you, Benny? You've been well paid.
Because it's not about the money. It's not about the kids. It's about continued bloody existence. Look, I know. I understand. Really, I do. But you're misinformed. There's no antimatter down there. Just anti-everything.
No, you are misinformed. There was an antimatter explosion. The reports were clear.
The reports didn't know.
I must save my children. Time is short. We've been waiting so long. We cannot stop now. They will be fed. And then we will find our way home.
Please, please, you can't. Look, I'm a mother too. I know what it's like. I know you'd do anything for your children. Bloody anything. I know, but please.
Thank you for your help, Professor Summerfield. It was greatly appreciated. But don't try to stop us again. It will be unfortunate for you if you do.
Matka? Matka! Shit!
It's over.
Not if I've got any say in the matter.
Funny, I feel almost relieved.
It's not over yet. I am getting home, even if you're not. Do what you want to do. But I'm seeing Peter again, okay? I'm seeing my son again.
All right.
Okay. Think. Tell me. What have we got? Like, weaponry?
The drones. They have limited firepower.
Yes, but I'm afraid I sort of disabled them when I disabled the satellites.
They take an hour to power up.
Then I suspect they're not an option.
Great.
Robot, have you got anything?
Water bottle?
No, you haven't. Okay, good. Well, so long as I know. Can we set up another perimeter further out?
I told you, I can't remember how I did that.
Are there any more doors to close?
If it's just a door, then nothing will eat it like anything else. We're running out of options here, Professor Summerfield. We're running out of time.
You think I don't know that? We're... time? Oh, could that work?
What are you talking about?
It eats everything, you say. Does that include time? Does it eat time?
I don't know.
Might be worth a risk. Ah, hell, it's not like I was going to use it anyway.
What do you mean?
The time ring. I use the time ring.
Keep cutting. You must feed soon.
Yes, Mother.
Ralta, your Burke, cover the corridor. Something tells me Professor Summerfield will be paying us a visit before too long.
If she interferes, kill her.
Yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother. I feel weak.
Oh, you are hungry, Rima. All will be well. We will have the antimatter.
Damn it.
I might be able to help if you told me what you were trying to do.
I reckon that there's enough residual chronon energy in the time ring. If we wire it into the computer systems, we can create a causal anomaly and put the whole planet in a time loop.
I was wrong. Don't think I can help at all.
It means you could release the button. The nothing would flood out, but there's only so far it'd get before it was sent right back to where it started. The ring powers up, connects with the satellites, and forms a bubble, trapping the planet in the same 15 or 20 seconds.
Would it get us too?
Not if we run like buggery. Let the button go. Try to keep ahead of the nothing, get to Matka's ship, and then trigger the loop from orbit.
So what's the problem?
I can't wire it in from here. The whole thing's such a mess that if I knock the wrong wire out of whack, I might trip the switch you're holding down.
And the nothing floods out before we're ready.
Got it in one. Robot?
Yes?
Are there any other mainframe systems left surviving in the base?
Yes. One.
And where's that?
By the door to the particle manipulation chamber.
Oh, this day just gets better and better, doesn't it? Well, there's no choice, is there? Otik, can you tune the base computer systems to my headset frequency?
Should be able to.
Good. Then keep in touch. I'm going to go and deal with that mother.
Nearly through.
Good. Good.
And left here. Bloody hell!
Come out, Summerfield.
Not tempted, thanks. Oh, crap. Otik! Otik, can you read me?
I can read you.
I'm pinned down. I can't get any closer. I'm going to try and reason with her.
Is that wise?
Wise isn't an option we've got going for us at the moment, Otik. None of this is wise.
Point taken.
Can you boost me through the station tannoy?
With the drones down, might just have enough.
Good. Then do it.
The woman is trapped, Mother. She cannot approach.
Good. Then she won't be able to stop us.
Matka. Matka, it's Benny.
What now?
Listen. You've got to switch off the laser. If you break down that door, you will be into the dimensional airlock. It will be moments before the nothing consumes you, and from there, everything else. Including your children.
In the name of patience, terminate her! Give me the headset. Summerfield? Summerfield, are you there?
I'm here.
Your contract is hereby rescinded.
Really? No skin off my nose, you already paid me. I'll feel a little guilty taking it, sure, but then you are shooting at me at the moment. That does rather balance it out.
This conversation is over. Goodbye!
Otik, did you get that?
I did.
We need another plan, and I'm afraid I can only think of one.
So if Benny's down there, what's happened to the survivor? The control booth. He's up to something. You two, go to him. Stop him.
Yes, Mother. We will try. Come, sister.
Hurry back. There is so little time, my beloved.
You know, sooner or later, they're going to realise I'm not shooting back.
Then whatever you're going to do, do it now.
If I can't get to the outside of the door, I've only got one option left, haven't I? The inside.
What? You're mad.
I'm not exactly happy about it, okay?
You said that ring thing was dangerous.
Because a volley of laser fires a walk in the park?
Then nothing will sense you. It'll come for you.
Then you'd better make sure you're ready to open the door and let me out when you need to. Let's go.
Benny? Benny? Run a life form check. Tell me where she is.
Sensors indicate she is on the inside of the particle manipulation chamber.
Good.
Sensors also indicate two Sonchi approaching this room. Fast.
Oh, hell!
Whoa! Whew. Oh, that's not good.
Am I here?
Yes, Professor Summerfield, but I've got trouble of my own at the moment.
I'm going to start wiring in the time ring. Just make sure you're there when I need you.
I'll try. Robot, how close are they?
50 seconds.
What button operates the door to this room?
That one. But once it is shut, there is not enough power to sustain the closure. The button would also have to be held down manually.
Well, I've got a right hand, haven't I? Get outside, hold them off for as long as you can.
Will do.
Oh, and Robot, can you reach the database on the Sonchi ship?
I can reach their computer instantly.
Then transfer my letters. All of them. Just in case.
They are transferred.
Good. I'm sorry I didn't give you a name, robot. I really should have done.
That's quite all right. My feelings are simulations. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, robot. Now, which button was it? Ah! Look, Ma! Both hands!
What's happening up there? I couldn't hear!
You worry about your job, I'll worry about mine.
Okay. Oh, bugger. Otek, the sounds are going.
Nothing's coming.
Hello, I am Robot. I am here to help.
Get out of the way!
I'm afraid I can't do that. I'm supposed to delay you.
Delay? How?
I'm burning!
You killed my sister! Murderer! What was that weapon?
Water bottle.
How did you know the Solishi are allergic to unsalted water?
I did not. If I had, I would certainly not have used it all up on one of you.
Then you are unarmed.
Oh well, them's the breaks.
Well, that's it, Benny. Robot's gone. No more defences.
Don't worry, I'm nearly done.
The door to this room isn't like that one. You can get through it in minutes.
I just need a few seconds more.
Benny, if I don't survive this...
Don't say that!
If I don't, the computer on Matka's ship has my letters. Take them to my family. Let them know I didn't give up on them, okay?
Otek!
Can you do that?
I can... What if you electrify the door?
There's no power. I'm using up enough just keeping it closed. Don't worry about me. I was always going to die here. But this way, I don't die for nothing. You've given me hope.
Don't!
You don't understand. This way, I get to say goodbye.
I'll be done here in a moment. I'm coming back for you.
Take my letters to my family. No matter what happens, please, make sure they get them.
I will. But it won't be necessary.
My mother has ordered me to stop you.
Obedient children, huh? That's a rarity.
Okay, I'm nearly there.
Put your hands in the air.
It's up.
Just one more connection.
Both of them.
Not happening.
Do it!
I really don't think you want me to.
And I'm done. Otek, did you hear that? I'm done. You can open the door now. I'm done. Otek, it's all vanishing. I can't hear anything. It's coming. I'm done. Open the door. Open the door!
You have one last chance. Put your hand in the air.
Benny, here goes nothing.
Then die!
Otek! Oh, bloody hell.
The door!
Hello?
Professor.
Sorry, must dash.
Shall we go after her?
No need. We've got what we came for. Come, my beloved. Through the door. Oh, what is that? No! Wait! Children, this isn't... I'm not sure what that is.
Is it?
Mama! Quick! Retreat! We must...
Mother? Can you hear me? Mother? Please respond! Mother? She's not there! Mother? What's happening? Where are you? No!
Thank you. Computer! You still on?
Confirmed.
Prep for immediate takeoff!
Confirmed.
But don't actually take off until I get there!
Understood.
Now, take off!
Vertical thrust to maximum. All crew to bridge for safety restraint.
That's just me then. I'm on my way!
Crew confirmed entering bridge. Implementing safety procedures and restraints.
What's our status?
Ascent at Mach 2 and rising. Systems detect unknown energy wave exponentially.
I know. Open the conduit housing.
Confirmed.
Oh, come on!
Alien digital technology detected. Please state your intent.
I need to operate this device. Give me all the power you've got. Now!
Rerouting addition.
Oh, come on!
The last thing I thought about was Peter. As waves of nothing washed over me, tearing at the fabric of reality, all I could see was his face. I'd never know. Never know if he was alive or dead. If he'd grow up. If he'd marry, have children. If he'd think of me. The moment you die, you lose all that. You never find out what happens next. And I suppose that's what it was like for Otek. All the trauma of death, without the small mercy of not being alive. So, when nothing snapped back into the time loop, and the world reasserted itself, and I knew I had more thoughts to think, my first was of where I had to go. I took Ema his letters. She was easy enough to find. She'd had a baby. She was happy. She remembered him at times. Vumi had died a year or two back. She was pretty. I saw the photos. She'd never remarried. Never let go. No, Vumi. Neither had he. I left Ema the tapes and Matka's fee. Seemed the right thing to do. I sold the shuttle and used the money to book myself on a space liner. I've a long flight to Zordon. You know, I can understand what Matka wanted. When you have kids, you love them. Want to give them everything, protect them. I didn't protect you, Peter. I'm sorry. I've got to make that up to you. If you're still alive, if you're still out there, I'm coming to find you. Because sometimes, you see, sometimes you don't let go. Without you, I'm nothing.
Are you new to stasis travel, ma'am?
Yes. I'm, you know, all fingers and thumbs.
Just lie back and count down from 10. You won't even feel the time pass.
I don't need to worry about any...
Time will literally stop for you for the duration of the voyage. First you'll know about it will be when we reach Zordon in 3 years.
Will I dream?
No time to dream, ma'am. Activating stasis. All right, with me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Are you sure this is working?
5, 4. And welcome to your destination.
3. What the hell? You've got a haircut.
I came out of stasis a couple of weeks ago, ma'am. It's been 3 years.
Oh, wow. Just wow. So, what the... 3 years just went past. Just like that.
Bit disorientating, I know. Passengers get a news digest to catch up on what's been going on. Mom, please don't rush. You may be a little out of sorts for a few minutes.
I just want to look out of the window. Oh, there it is. That is your capital planet.
Yes, ma'am. Shuttle will be docking with us in 20 minutes. Coffee in the lounge. You'll want to take a look at the news digest, though. The great leader has mandated some name changes, as per usual.
Oh, I don't need a news digest to tell me what I'm looking at. That big, stupid yellow sun. That lovely third planet, albedo 0.39, all that water. Oh, that lovely green. I know it like the back of my hand. It's the home world of the whole human race.
That's as maybe, Mom. But it isn't called Zordon anymore.
Right, not Zordon.
3 months ago, a new name was assigned to it. We should now refer to it as Atlantis.
What?